Maybe in another life I could find you there. Pulled away before your time, I can't deal. It's so unfair, and it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels, yeah, it feels.
Good evening. It's Wicked Wednesday.
It is Wicked. And Wednesday. So I'm Kevin.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. It's been
do
a long
come
time.
Come here often.
I do, actually. Typically, yes, if I mess up here on Wednesdays for some reason.
It's the weirdest thing. And it's like, I don't think we've been on in a minute. So anyway, we're back.
We are back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're alive and kicking.
Yeah, and we might have something fun coming up in the new year. So you can enjoy us, how ridiculous we really are in real life, and see it.
And see it.
And see it. Yeah. There's your hint.
See it live.
Yes.
Or not so live, depending.
It can watch the dumpster fire as it floats down the river.
Yeah, really.
Great. And then it'll be cool, though, because then when we do get back to our, if we can get you feeling good, we can go back to our taste test. Cheers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
So
I can see how my lower stomach-ish stuff will react to alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that would suck.
Yeah.
And yes, Mr. Fike, you can never drink. Yeah. So that would, I would be like, yeah.
Oh, just I have to figure out like which certain things are good and which ones don't do well or whatever with you.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So.
Well, I mean, I thought I was doing good, and apparently, no, I wasn't. I was like, what in the world could have caused this?
Are you keeping a food diary?
Not per se.
Well, you should.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I rarely eat. So, I mean, it's like, I can tell you what I had for the last, like, 3 days.
Okay, well, that's not good either, bruh. You gotta eat.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, and I don't snack. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
So, but no, the only thing I can think of was I got a ham or a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant, and the sausage was like the really good, like spicy, not like hot spicy, but just like a good sausage. And I was thinking, oh, wow, that's really spicy. And yeah. And then that night I was laid up.
Spicy for you.
Yep.
No spicy for you.
Nope, just plain rice, I guess, for the rest of my life.
No, you're being dramatic, no. Just not spicy. Can eat things as
no spicy.
Spicy. Yeah.
Nope.
So all right, well, how about ghost things? You got anything?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Only one thing that I can think of. I need to do that diary too, I guess, before I start writing it down like we tell everybody. But this was about a week ago, maybe a little less than a week ago, heard the voice of my kid, my son. Well, I say my kid, he's 23, but just outside the door again. And this time I couldn't exactly tell what he said, but it was like enough that I could hear, you know, it was two words that he said. And I was like, what? And I got up and opened the door and what? And yeah, and he wasn't even in here. He was outside. So it's like, oh, okay. Yay.
Oh,
so,
goodness.
Yeah. So there was that. Other than that, nothing. But So my dog's over there drinking water. I hope you can't hear that.
I can't hear it.
Okay.
And I don't remember,
Well,
like,
it's enough.
what's happening.
Well, I was just telling her to quit drinking.
I'm we have I'm having I'm drunk. My brain has shut down. We've had a show since Thanksgiving. That's correct, right? Yes, we did.
We just didn't we just miss last week? We did one the week before, didn't we?
We did. It was just last week. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is new moon, by the way. And we just
Cool.
also entered Mercury in retrograde.
Oh,
So,
it's always in retrograde. That's what Chandler said the other day. He's like, it's always in retrograde. I'm like, it sure
well,
seems that way.
we're in retrograde now until the first of the year. So at least we're starting the year off
Not
fresh.
in retrograde. Yeah.
Correct. So that's a good thing that we're doing that.
Yes.
Let's see. There was something I wanted to talk about, and I don't remember now because
I
my
know one
brain
thing you
shut
wanted
all
to
the way
talk
down.
about.
Oh, my airport story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, my girlfriend came to visit from the Carolinas, North Carolina, and we when she was leaving, we're at the airport, right? And we're just hanging out, kind of like before it was time to go through security, because we all know how the LaToya Jackson-Hartsfield International House of Voodoo is in Atlanta.
LaToya Jackson, Hartsfield. Really?
International House of Voodoo.
Yeah.
He gave it a whole new name. He gave it a whole new name. Anyway, so okay, so we're sitting in on the we're on the red side, right? So the Delta side. And we're sitting. Okay, so you know where the central area is, and there's like you look up and it's like a glass ceiling or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm
Yes.
picturing it. All right.
It's like
So
two
right
stories.
now, right. So right now there's a Christmas tree there. Okay. Just picture it. You know, it's festive, right?
Because it's the house of
So
voodoo. Okay, yeah, you're painting a good picture.
we're sitting there, and this person comes virtually out of nowhere, and I look over, and this person is like elbow deep in their underpants. Okay.
Okay.
Their actual pants are, like below the cheeks. Okay.
Okay,
We're
yeah,
good. We're
nice.
good, right? We're on the same page. Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to send you a picture for a visual.
Oh, so
I
you
wish I
even took
could
a
post it
picture?
forever. Oh, I have a video too. Oh, I'm not done. I didn't get a video of the good part, but what I did get a video of is a little bit afterward because I was in shock. Look, I'm texting you the picture right now. I hope you have your phone on me. So I'm like, okay, this person. So we're watching. I look over. She's watching too. I look, this family passes. The man is watching, the dad from this little group. He looks over and he sees me watching. And we both start laughing. We all know I don't have a good poker face, okay? So we're both laughing. And this person walks off into the food court area. You know what I'm talking about, where like the Burger King is and I forget what
Yeah.
else is in there, but it's the food court area, like it, quote unquote. After they drop something over this railing thing. See how it has that? Did you get the picture yet?
Yeah, the tree.
Okay, yeah. So there's like this like barrier that says Happy Holidays around it, right? This
Right.
person dropped something over the side of the barrier. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? Because, I'm so anyway, I'm watching There's a lady next to me who's on her phone who hasn't looked up at all. Okay. Like she's completely absorbed. And I'm looking like, what is actually happening? So she tells me, she's like, start videoing. So I start videoing. And the person, I'll send you the video in a minute. And the person is still digging in their
Underwear.
pantal area. Their pantal area.
Their
That's what I was about to
pantal
call
area
it. I just made a new word up for everyone. Okay.
in
Anyway,
their
so they're
rear
still,
no-no square.
yeah, in their no-no square. And in the rear, yes. And I thought, oh my God, what is happening? So the person, so now I'm like kind of, I stand up and I'm like looking behind because we're sitting like in front of the wall facing this tree. And I stand up so I can look on the other side of the wall so I can see what's going on. Well, I was like, do you, I was like, can't remember what color pants that the person was wearing. She's like, they were like khaki. I'm like, okay, well, they're coming back around. So pay attention. And so we're watching this person come around. Now they have like a bag of stuff. Like, I don't know if they went around and like picked up like food that was
Maybe that's
left
what was
or
in their pants.
whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry, mouth. They're not wearing shoes either, by the way. They're wearing socks. And so, and I'm saying they because I don't know. And they went around, looked kind of around the tree, walked around, went to the complete opposite side. And then we didn't see them again. And then the little barrier around the tree started fluttering.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, tree. They're in the tree.
And this
So
is a two-story Christmas tree.
it's huge. This person, at least two stories. Like it goes, it may go all the way up to the third floor there. Third floor is like security, I think.
Yeah.
But apparently they're not very observant. Okay. Here's why.
Apparently.
And this is what's concerning for all of us and those of you that are planning on traveling. Goodness. So the side flutters out. So we get up and she's like, I'm gonna look just because I'm nosy. So she realizes by looking over on the opposite side that this said tree is on like a platform, like a wooden platform. And this person is all the way under the tree.
Get out.
Nah, this I can't make this shit up. So we're walking over to the security line, and I was like, "Is there anybody from security here?" She goes, "This is the security line." I'm like, "I'm well aware of that. I see the sign." I said, "What I'm looking for is somebody that actually works in security." And she's like, "Why?" And we told her. So she calls over this other lady. So they're standing there. So this lady and this guy go to walk over there. You know, and we're telling them what we see. They kind of looked at us like, But sure enough, guess what they found?
What?
And like, so standing outside of security, and she's walking through the line, and the two people that had we had talked to came, found her in the security line, and said, "We didn't believe you at first. We thought y'all were making it up." And she, you know, that it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But they said that she had packed herself under there like a rat, and had she didn't just get there. She'd been there for days,
So she's
if
been
not
living
longer.
underneath this Christmas tree.
That is correct. So empty for you know, I'm sad that this person is homeless and clearly on some sort of medication because one does not put their entire forearm into their pants in front of strangers. But you know, what do I know? So I'm like, here's what's concerning is that could be somebody under there that does not have good intentions.
True.
Not just some homeless person. That could be somebody who could have you know what I mean? And could That could be someone with ill intent that's doing that. And that's what's concerning for me is how long has that person been under there doing this before we noticed it? And we're sitting right under security. There's also a large camera in that. I didn't get a picture of the camera, but there isn't one of those rounded, security cameras. You can see it like probably to the right of where the tree is. So who's not paying attention? Way to go, Atlanta, Hartsfield, Latoya Jackson, International House of Voodoo.
That's absolutely the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
It not? It's freaking freaky. So they're worried about how many freaking bottles of shampoo or how much shampoo you got in your freaking travel case,
And
but we're
meanwhile,
not
there's
worried
somebody
about
living
people.
under the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Stuck with me. I have a video. I don't have a video of where the person was living, but this was the actual thing that happened. And like those people didn't believe us. Like you can't even make this shit up. Like, why would I just show up at the airport and just be like, you know what? Let's make a good story up about somebody living under the Christmas tree. Why? Shit to talk about than that. My life is, who knows what's going to happen in my day-to-day life, but that kind of was like, fun. That makes me want to travel in the airport at Christmas
Yeah,
time.
really.
Yay! Goodness, because where else are they sleeping? So sleep tight, folks. Hope you don't have flight plans for tomorrow. At least not at the
But at
Latoya
least he was,
House
in the
of
Christmas
Voodoo.
spirit.
Yeah. Me see if I can send you the video in here. Because I'm using my phone
Yeah,
again.
I'll have to wait till we're done to watch it, though. That would be. I mean, since there's only two of us talking tonight, it would be like, okay, I'll be right back. Let me watch this.
Right.
You're like over there, like.
Yeah, no, it, yeah, it's.
Stay tuned, everybody. He'll be back. He's watching a video. So.
Well, it's something. It's definitely something. And then today, first day of Mercury retrograde, my son is driving me to his checkup. And we watched an accident happen. I thought we were gonna get hit. It just ha I mean, we watched the whole thing happen. This guy just pulled on out. He didn't pay any attention. And we're right there on Church Street Extension by Brandy's Hot Dogs. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So we're right there at that little, if you were to turn down there. And we were going one way. There was a brand new Lexus SUV coming the other way. We were stopped because we were trying to turn left. So we're in the center turn lane trying to turn left. And this SUV's coming. Well, somebody's coming out the side street where we're trying to turn left. And he just went. He just went. He just went. And in a little Nissan. Slammed right into this brand new Lexus SUV, which caused, when they hit, there was like, ah! And it kind of slid and it got very close to us. And I was like, yep, we're about to get hit. But we didn't. The angels were looking out for me today and my son, and we were good and we
Yeah,
were
really.
safe. But immediately I was like, okay, throw it in park, put on the flashers, call 911. I'm medically trained, so I am obligated to. Not obligated, I don't mean to say it like that, but you know what I mean? I'm supposed to
Yeah.
get out and help. Plus, we saw it happen, and I was worried like the every airbag in that, and they weren't going that fast. He wasn't, especially, but and I don't think she was, but every airbag in that SUV deployed. And I thought, shit. So I knew they weren't hurt, I didn't think anybody was hurt. It
Right.
wasn't fast enough. It wasn't the angle was, I was worried a little bit about the guy that was in the car because it looked like that front end was kind of crumpled up on his driver's side. But I went to her first because of all the airbags and all that crap in there. And I helped her get out of the car, like tried to lift the airbags and help pull her out and checked on her and everything. And then I went around and she's like, I'm trying to get my daughter out. I'm like, all right, you get her out. She's like, well, she's trying to find her shoes. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Get out of the
Who cares
damn
about
car.
you right
Get
now?
out of the car. It doesn't matter about your shoes right now. Get out of the car. And then I go over to him. He's shaking. The concerning part about this whole thing is that he never let go of his phone.
Really?
Never. Mm-mm. As shaken as he, I mean, he was shaking, shaking. At one point, I think he went into shock. And I made him sit down. Like I helped him. He had to climb over. And he was a large guy. And he had to climb over the center console to get out. I'm like, are your legs hurt? And he's like, no, I think I can get out. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, come on out. And he gets out and he's shaking. I'm like, you're okay. I was like, nobody's injured too badly. I was like, they're a little bit beat up from the airbags. I was like, but everybody's okay. I'm like, sit down. Another guy came out and he was like, did you? I was like, yeah, I watched it. I was like, he just pulled out. And then so we had to wait. The police came. I had to get my name and all this stuff. Yeah. So that was something. What a week.
Yeah,
It's
you
only
think?
Wednesday.
Yeah. You ever notice when you watch like a wreck happening, how you try to put on the brakes for the people?
Yeah. Well, you know, and my child, my 17-year-old child was driving and I was like, oh gosh, this is not what he, you know what I mean? And it wasn't. But then the lady that I helped get out of the car. Did you not see me? You just pulled out in front of me. I said, ma'am, that wasn't me. I said, I'm parked right there. And I pointed at my car. I said, my son is the one who is calling 911 to help you out so that the police and the fire will come. I said, it was this gentleman over here that hit you. And she was like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. You helped me. And I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's cool, but really? You know, you're just like,
Yeah.
And she's too busy calling whoever to even help her kid get out of the damn car. I'm helping the kid get out of the car. I'm like, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll find the kid's shoes.
Yeah, fuck. I'll crawl in there. Just get out.
Yeah.
Get out of the car. But
Yeah.
yeah, so
I don't
it
even
was
hate
something.
those. Yeah, I
So
was in the middle of a
Monday's the
wreck that
man in
happened
the
on the
Christmas
interstate.
tree.
And then now that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woman, I
That's
guess was the
crazy.
man. Yeah. So it's been a week.
Already,
And
we're
you
halfway
know,
through it.
right. And the weather was crap all weekend and
Yes, super cold.
it was.
Yeah, we went to the Lights of Joy. And have you seen that where you walk through it to people's yard? They
Oh
were on
no.
one of the tree, one of the
In
yard
Kennesaw?
decorating shows. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
And it was like what, 30 some degrees, 40 degrees out.
Oh no.
And there runs like a little girl running by and she's like jumping up and down. You know, like little kids do, like a kangaroo running around everywhere. And I was like, oh, you know, cute little girl not wearing a coat. And she's still bouncing. And I looked down and so I was like, and barefoot? I was like, I don't
Oh,
care if your kid says they're comfortable. I'm not
yeah,
covered.
put
I don't need
shoes
shoes.
on. No, you do. You're
Yeah.
not playing. Put your damn shoes on. 30 degrees. Put your shoes on.
No, it was cold. I was standing there with gloves on. And there goes a kid with no, like, no shoes. And, like, the little kid, I don't know what they're called, like the three-quarter pants, like capri pants or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it comes to
Yeah,
just
yeah,
below their knees, like little girls wear.
yeah.
She had on a pair of that and a t-shirt.
Oh no, where was her coat?
I don't know.
Mm.
I'm not even sure, exactly where her parents were. I could hear somebody yelling for her, like three, four people back. So, oh
Interesting.
no. Yeah. I was like, yeah, shoes.
It's like when the parent in you comes out and you're like, I wouldn't chew that. You do you know, when you're sitting in the hospital with a child with pneumonia, you'd be like, maybe we should have put shoes on in the coat.
It's her own fault. She wouldn't wear
See, that's what it listen. No, it's like,
them.
we're not going if you're not going to put shoes on. How about that?
Yeah.
Buckle up, Buttercup. You want to go?
Yep.
It must have been a millennial parent. Sorry, I've just offended all the millennials that might listen to us.
Yeah, really.
Because just
We
us
love
Gen
you,
Xers aren't
millennials.
gonna. We don't do that, us Gen Xers. We're like, no, we're not going. You're gonna put shoes on. Be it, Don't be an asshole. Put your shoes on.
Truly.
And we'll go. It'll be fun. Because when your feet go numb after a couple hours, that's not going to be fun. You turn purple and blue.
Dude.
Ugh, that's hurting my feet just talking about it. Because you know how cold I am all the time. So I'm like, there's
Oh,
no
yeah.
way in hell I'm going to have to
Okay,
be like supercharged warm.
I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night, but it was like freezing cold out. And
I think it was
there's this
Saturday.
little kid. I was like, oh, okay.
You missed another rowdy, not rowdy, it wasn't really rowdy. Drag bingo to drag bingo, Friday.
Really? I was there Thursday. Thursday? Thursday.
At the Atlanta Hard Cider?
It's where we took Chandler for his birthday.
That's fun.
Yeah, although I don't think I got my half price lights. So they're like
Why would
$6 Thursdays. So I'm wondering if you have to order them as I would like my $6 flights.
I don't know.
Because
I
I
don't
went to
go on
check out and
Thursday,
I was
so I
like,
don't.
oh, okay. And then I wasn't really thinking because, I got him a sweatshirt so he could wear the sweatshirt that way, kind of like when he wears a sweatshirt, he thinks about, going out for his birthday kind of thing. And I was like, well, maybe that was there. And then I started doing the math. I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, no, I don't know. Unless that's like a $60 sweatshirt. I got overbilled. So I don't know. So, but I love going there. Absolutely love going there. It's one of my favorite places.
Yeah,
So, and
we
I love the
love it.
fact that you can sit down at one of the tables and play a game and bring your own food.
Yep. Devin and I play Jenga a lot.
Yeah. And it just
Well, we were there for drag
falls
bingo
and
on
nobody
Friday though.
cares.
Had a food truck. And it was good, but it was really overpriced. And I was like, oh wow. That was I won't do that again. It
No,
was so
always hate
overpriced
that.
for what it was. Yeah,
When you're like, oh, okay, maybe it'll be worth the price. And then you get it, and it's like,
it
oh,
was
wow.
good, but it wasn't like
It wasn't that good.
$32 good.
And there could have
No.
been twice as much for that price.
Correct. Yeah. So, well, drag bingo is really fun. They're gonna have one more before Christmas. So, you need to plan on drag bingo with this.
Okay.
It's fun. Play
Sounds like a
bingo. You
plan.
can win prizes like
Yeah.
shots or like gift card or I can't remember what the other stuff was. Socks, maybe?
Socks
Yeah, with the
with
guy
their
that does
logo
it
on it.
with the It's the drag queen. The drag queen song. Yeah.
They're drag queen socks.
Well, they have him on it. Brent Star is his name. They have Brent Star on them, like dressed up like drag. They're kind of
Oh,
cool.
really?
Yeah.
Okay. What color
So,
are they?
I don't remember.
I mean, could I get away with wearing them, or would somebody be
Oh,
like, what the
yeah. No,
fuck are you
no. They're
wearing?
like, no, they're like, you could wear them.
I mean, because I never wear serious socks anyway.
Right. So,
So, but you know, I could imagine that could be like colors that would make people question me. So,
no, these aren't
or glittery.
famous.
You know, if I'm wearing pink and
No,
glitter
there's no
socks, people
glitter.
would be like, Kevin?
I'm wearing socks right now that I was gifted that say, "Shitting rainbows kind of day." I'm spectacular. I also got another pair that says 100% that bitch.
Yep.
And Santa Claus riding a unicorn, which is good because the Santa Claus riding a unicorn, we're doing a thing for my job where it's crazy Christmas talk.
Oh. Yeah,
So
I'd be
even though
perfect
the
for that.
ones, yeah, the ones that say 100% that bitch actually have like kind of glittery and they're like red striped, almost like Santa outfit, but I figured that was probably not.
And yeah, probably not.
So yeah, so instead I'm gonna do Santa riding a unicorn.
I like it.
Yeah,
I don't have any Christmas socks.
I really don't either. I mean, I think I have like Christmas cat socks, you know, shocking. But I wouldn't call them crazy Christmas socks to do a, 'cause it's a competition thing. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, what I almost bought some socks a couple weekends ago, and I can't remember. It was like hilarious. I can't remember what they were.
That place on the square has really funny socks.
Which one?
What's the name of the candy store?
Oh, okay. I know the candy store.
That
Right
place.
beside it, or the candy
No,
store.
in the candy store.
Really?
Yeah. The local, I think, has some too. But the what is that place called? Why am I drawing such a, my brain is just shut down. I'm getting sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not with it anyway, so you're okay.
It's like soda something. Help me, Kevin.
Yeah. I
What is
try
it
to
called?
not look at that store because
I
I'll
know
just
what
go
it's
in there and
called
spend all kinds of money because
there.
it's the coolest.
They have the chamoy pickle in there. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the one that's
I can't have
spiny.
that now. Spice.
No, I can't. But the fruit roll up and yeah, they have all the stuff. Well, they have the actual pickle. You have to buy the other stuff everywhere, but they do have the powder and stuff for it. But if anybody's interested, it's fun. I tasted it. I'm not a huge fan of the chamoy pickle, but it's different. It's red.
Yeah.
Pains your
Well,
hand.
I had something that was close and I was like surprised. I was like, that should really be repulsive, but it's actually kind of good.
Kind of good. Exactly. Like, okay.
Like if I was out somewhere and somebody just happened to say, "Hey, do you want one?" I would be like, "Okay." You know, so they're at least that good to where I wouldn't turn it down.
Well,
So,
like, the actual pickle challenge thing, we did the whole thing when I was in South Carolina. And yeah, it was different. I would want to try it again with the actual just a dill pickle instead of the chamoy pickle. Because you know how I love tahini. And I will put that on everything. But oh, and I do have to tell you, and I don't, we haven't talked really about any of this, but anyway, here we are, people. This is how we really are. That place on the square in the food, whatever it's called. What is that called?
In the
You know,
food, what? The
the
Merida
market.
Market, where all the food is?
So the Mexican place that's in there, they have the best bartender there, and he is spicy and fun, and he makes really good margaritas and a really good
Cool.
prickly pear
I
one.
can't
Yeah.
have spices anymore, though.
Well, I had prickly pear, so it wasn't spicy,
I'm
but
just kidding,
it's
'cause you could eat
probably like
spicy.
tequila. Oh yeah. Tequila, spicy and fun. Yeah. So, but it's good. I had never eaten there before. There's a couple places in the square I've eaten, but not there. In that food court thing.
Yep. And Kish is now, it looks like it's open and it's three. Crap.
Three roses? Three
Yeah.
roses? Three, I want to say roses, but I don't know why that could be
That
completely
sounds right, but which I thought was a play on Three Bears.
wrong. Yeah, could be.
And but I didn't get over to that side of the square. I was gonna go over there and look to see, but I want that place to open back up.
It's open. It's definitely open. We need to check it out.
Okay. We need to see if we can investigate after hours.
Yeah, like maybe we can go make friends with the staff. Be charming. We
Okay.
can go be charming.
Charming. Hello,
Yes,
darling.
it'll be so very charming. Yes. But
So.
yeah. So ghost wise, I think I've been pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
Speaking of, it was weird going to the vineyard and all that fog on
Yes.
Saturday. That was so, and you couldn't really see very far in front of you, so you're just kind of like waiting. I'm like, there's going to be a big sign. I was following GPS, but it was eerily foggy. And you know, when you turn onto the gravel road to go. It's like you couldn't see very
It's
far from
steep on the
anymore,
gravel road.
and very cool, and it was
Yeah, that
very
looks.
foggy.
Yep. Yeah. And that's when you sent me that picture, I was like, that's really creepy because it's so foggy. Then I started looking and I was like, I bet I know where that is. And although you can't tell anything because all you can see is like a tree and like three tables and fog.
Right.
But yeah, that's exactly what I thought that was.
Yeah.
So
Just couldn't
I
really
love it up there. I've been trying to get up to the
see.
mountains when it's clear. And every time I go to head up, it's like, look like that.
Yeah. I was so disappointed because the view is so pretty when we were there. But it's like you couldn't see, 10 feet in front of you. So. It's like, well,
Yeah, and
but
it's
they did
like
have a
typically. Go ahead.
owner or the manager or somebody was going around to the tables and like, I guess giving stuff out. But like, when we went to leave, I wanted to buy a koozie, and she's like, "Oh, I didn't even get to y'all's table," and she was like, "Here, take the koozies for free." I was like, "Cool."
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, that was
That is nice.
nice.
And it's how you mentioned in the view. It's so wild that it's like so perfectly placed in between like two mountains.
Yeah,
Like you're
it's a
on the side
beautiful
of
view.
one mountain looking across, and right there's the side of another mountain. But it's like it looks fake. You know,
Yeah,
with
it really
the
does. Because I
area
have
in
some pictures
between.
up. It's a great place, y'all. If you're local or you come to visit Georgia, check out
Yeah,
Fainting
fainting
Goat.
goat.
vineyards. It
And don't scare the goats.
don't scare them, they might faint. But they weren't even out, or I would have probably scared them. I was in a scaring mood, but I was like, I'm gonna scare them after we do the tasting, and
Yeah,
then I'll
after
scare the
you,
goats
yeah,
and I
that way you
pay and all
don't,
that.
yeah.
Right.
So that way when you're asked to leave, you have still had the experience.
Correct. But they did have live music, so that was cool. So yeah, I think they do live music every Saturday, maybe. But it was too chilly to sit outside and wasn't a great view, but yeah, it wasn't too bad. And then we went to that Mexican place in like downtown Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it's
The one
called.
that's off of the interstate to the right, if you're heading back down, or was it the one to
No,
the
no.
left in
Yeah,
Jasper, Casper?
downtown, downtown. Yeah. In the old buildings. Yeah.
Yeah,
It was that
it's like
one.
tacos and.
Yeah. Tequila and tacos or
Yeah. Was it
something.
good?
Margaritas and tacos. Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. And, yeah, it was really good. And they
Now,
will
you know you
also.
weren't far from where the water comes out the side of the mountain.
I know, but
Matter
I
of fact,
couldn't
you
remember
went right
exactly
by
how
it.
to get there. I did.
Yeah, it's on the way to
Like the
Fanning Goat.
fog. Oh, well, I couldn't have seen it then because it was fog. It was
Was it
bad
foggy in
fog.
Jasper?
Yeah, it was pretty foggy in Jasper too. Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, it's like
it was.
right after you leave Jasper. There's like apartments on
Yeah.
like both sides of the road. And
I
then
knew
you
it was
stop at
close.
a stop sign, and there's the gas station that's kind of kitty corner to you on the right. And then after you pass that gas station where the mountain-ish goes up beside you, right past that is where the water comes out.
Oh, okay. Well, it was too foggy, and I was too concerned with
Well, yeah, well, if
trying
you
to
pull off the side of the
see.
road in that much fog, somebody's gonna, and your car's like
White.
light colored, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. That was just like.
Sorry, I didn't see your car.
Wow, some redneck runs into me.
Yeah.
But like, there's a little like a gallery down there too. So it
A
was
little
like a
what?
couple doors down, a little like a art gallery kind of. And a couple doors down from that taco place. And there's a cat inside. A black cat, and the back of my jeans has string. A string hanging off, and he started playing with it, and I was like, "Oh my God, I love you!" Yeah.
Yep, I'll be back to buy something just because you have a cat.
Right. But yeah, so it was weird. It was weird, all foggy, and normally like a, it's like a lovely kind of a drive to drive to Jasper. No, it was just foggy and. Misty and yeah,
Yeah.
but the
No, okay.
vineyard was still fun. People were still there. It was still kind of crowded, so they're like,
Yeah.
eh.
Guess we'll just drink wine since there's nothing to look at.
It's so foggy, yeah. But
Yep, I
Typing
look.
Goat, check it out. They should sponsor us.
Yeah, I went to the Bigfoot Museum again.
Oh, did you recently?
Yeah. Yep,
And
last weekend. It's, I don't think they, I didn't see anything. Well, there was a little bit of new stuff. Like in the room where they have the Bigfoot poop.
yeah.
They had a movie playing in there, and then they had like what looks like a researcher's desk at the end of that room. And where it's like they call it like their DNA lab, so it just shows some of the stuff that they'd
I
be
thought
working
they already
on,
had
or
that.
that wasn't there the last time I was there, I don't think.
I was there 2020.
Oh shit, maybe I just didn't see it the time before.
I could be wrong. I'd have to go back and look again.
And I just remember the Bigfoot poop.
Yeah, I mean,
You
that's
know,
really what sticks out in your mind.
2-foot-long poop.
Yeah.
I mean,
They
not
go.
that measured it, but it's like really long
Yeah.
and straight.
Which is weird. I
Yeah,
don't
well, I
think it would
guess
be
if you're
straight.
that tall, it would be, it's got a long way to fall.
It's not gonna be straight. Think about how a dog poops.
But they put their butt near the ground.
Don't you think
So,
Bigfoot probably puts his butt near the ground?
I don't know. It's way off the ground if he doesn't. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know why it would be straight. This is the kind of questions you need to ask the curator.
We're gonna need to know a little bit more about
Yeah.
Bigfoot too.
So, what's the
Because
hypothesis on why the poop's straight?
we didn't know. I didn't know you were here. Oh my God. I'm freezing coming outside.
What?
It's freezing outside. And then Devin was here. So I just went to the door because I got a text and I was like, oh my bad. A little chilly outside.
At least she has shoes and a jacket on, right?
That's true. There were shoes and a jacket, yes.
Okay, cool.
So Devin didn't completely freeze. No, I don't know what you want. Bigfoot poop. Yeah, I don't know. I think we should go and ask if we can have questions. We should do a live show
From the
at the
Bigfoot
Bigfoot.
Museum.
Yes.
That's actually a great idea.
Isn't it? Let's work on that. You got friends
Okay.
there.
Yeah. I'll see what I can
So.
do.
All right. That's perfect.
Cool.
I think everyone would be excited by that. Let's
Because I do
happen.
love it, the museum. There's a lot of interesting and one of a kind things there. Like he has the cast that Tug, his name. He's like my favorite dude. You
Also,
okay?
I'll turn my camera on too because can you see the look at it?
Oh, that's scary. Very scary. This just went downhill like really fast.
Okay. So anyway, kids, we
Josh
will
Gates, that's it. The cast that Josh Gates made. Sorry. I got distracted by the evil stabby one.
Okay, kids. Well, anyway, so, I'm sorry. Get it together, Amy. So,
Yeah.
we'll be back next
Next
week
week.
with another exciting show. But next week we'll have Amber Carrick with us, and we're gonna have a special topic that we will be
Really?
discussing. Yeah, I had to say it just like that too. Did you like it? Makes it sound
Topic.
fancy. It's fancy.
That was just scary. Next week we're going to be talking about a special topic. I don't know if I want to talk about it or not now.
Are you gonna like it?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Anyhow, so yeah, we'll be back next week. Everybody be kind out there, be kind to people that are working and in stores and in restaurants, and be nice because we're all freaking stressed out and underpaid and overworked, and so let's just be kind to one another,
Yes.
and don't be assholes. So let's do that and wash our hands because there's some funk going around and coming
Oh.
back. So let's all just
Yeah.
be careful. But yeah, so y'all be nice. Everybody get well, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next week, and we will have something
Have
exciting to
some
talk
a
about. Good
special
topic.
topic.
Learn topic. All right, y'all, be kind. Love y'all. Sleep
Good
sweet.
night, everybody.